Welcome to Hot Mom Habits, the ultimate podcast for moms who want to prioritize their health and wellness while doing all the things. I'm your host, Natalie Schwartz, certified health coach, postpartum fitness instructor, and mom of three. I'm here to help you establish healthy habits and maintain a balanced lifestyle. So let's get into it. Welcome back to the podcast. I'm so happy to have you here. Okay, I want to talk to you today about setting up your days as a mom when you are home with little kids so that you matter too. I think it's so incredibly important that we are prioritizing ourselves and our happiness. And I am speaking from experience because with my first two, I didn't really do this. Everything was child-centric. It was all about them. Like, let's go to play dates. Let's go to stroller strides. Like, let's take you to the library. Let's go to the zoo. And while all those things are great, and yes, they definitely have a place in your life, and sometimes they are life-giving because it gives you an excuse to get out and something to do, sometimes those places are just boring. And you know what? I hate the park. I've come out on Instagram and said this. I truly do, because especially when you have little kids, little 1.5-year-old to 2-year-old to 3-year-old, like the park, who designs the park? It's like these huge metal play structures that are like 8 feet in the air with just free fall open spaces. It's like the kid makes one wrong step and he's a goner. It's like, why are they designed that way? I have no idea. So it's like, not like you are just sitting back, listening to a podcast, sipping your coffee, letting the kids play. Unless your kid is 8 years old, you are chasing, you are up, you are moving all about. So I always am thinking, how can I take the kids out to get them to do something, but that I will also enjoy? So I started looking for things that we could do around the city and explore that would also give me a sense of freedom or enjoyment or excitement as well, because it's obviously not just about me and it's also not just about them. I talk to a lot of moms and they are very child-centric, if you will, and everything becomes about the kid and entertaining them and doing activities for them. And that is a beautiful thing. But you also exist, mom. Like, you also matter. You also deserve to enjoy your day and to find joy in it. And I think that we are taught, or society or social media or whatever, that it's like, your kids are the most important thing. And if you're not doing everything for them and doing all these Pinterest-worthy crafts and planning out these beautiful lunchbox spreads, then you're not doing it right. And it's like, no, no, no. I want you to think about setting up your days so that you matter too. So for example, I love to get out first thing in the morning before it's super hot, the air is fresh, it's crisp, and go for a walk. That's my cardio for the day. I get out, everybody's getting strapped in a stroller or they're getting on a scooter or a bike and we are going for a walk. And I make a point to make myself an iced coffee. I put the creamer in it the way I like it. I have a podcast geared up. I put my headphones in and we go. I'm enjoying this walk. It's making me feel good. I'm able to listen to a podcast in one ear. I can sip my coffee and we're all out moving our bodies. It's something for them and it's also something for me. And instead of going to a park, I have been looking for places to explore. So for example, we went downtown. There's this downtown area where we live and there's this huge bridge and there's the river that runs along there. So we parked in downtown. We went to a little coffee shop. I got them an overpriced muffin. I got a coffee and we put the baby in the stroller and we explored a little bit, walking up and down. Was there bitching? Was there complaining? This is boring. Sure, there was, but I was living my life. I felt like I am a human. I'm in downtown. Things are happening. People are going to jobs. People are going to fitness centers. Like, I felt alive a little bit, not just like I'm in mommy land 24/7. But with them in mind, I specifically chose this place because once we crossed the street out of the main downtown area, there's the river, there's a water feature, there's these huge Adirondack chairs, there's an area where they can run around that was safe and away from the main road. And so they had a blast. It wasn't at a park, it wasn't at anything. I got to see other adults, other humans out living their life. I got to chase my babies around, watch them explore, have fun down by the river, and it was a beautiful thing. So it's like, okay, that is an idea, right? That's something that you can do where you also matter. Or maybe the days you're staying at home, I structure those in a way that also benefit me. So I make sure to get my workout in every single day. So whether the baby's asleep or he's awake, or the kids are asleep or they're awake, whatever it is, I pick my same time. And it usually is when the baby takes a nap because he's a wild card. The other two can sort of entertain themselves while I take 25 minutes for me. So it's like I do my workout. We get out for the walk in the morning. If we're going to play in the backyard, I let them fill up the pool so that I can then sit and relax and watch them play. I'm always thinking about myself in the context of what we're going to do for that day. And I know some people might go, that's so selfish. It's not about you. It's about the kids. But no, this is very much about you, mom. You need to set up your day so that you matter too. And that can be as simple as making yourself a special fancy coffee in the afternoon while you guys get into a craft. It doesn't have to be leaving the house and going to this elaborate, doing all of these crazy things. It's like, how can you show up and serve yourself in a higher way that sparks some joy? Maybe you make lunch, or maybe you make a smoothie and you put it in a fancy cup and put a glass straw in there, and it just adds some sparkle to your day, right? We are so caught up in the day-to-day of putting everybody else's needs first that a lot of times we put ourselves on the back burner and think we don't matter as much. No, we're not outright saying that to ourselves, but there's like this subconscious sort of programming that's playing in the background where it's like, oh, we're not as important. It's for the kids right now. It's for the kids right now. And I call BS on that, because this is your one and only life. So you should be enjoying it alongside the kids. So maybe that looks like going to Target and splurging and going to the Starbucks inside, getting them something to silence them. You get yourself a coffee and you just peruse. I know that that sounds glamorous, and for those of us that have small kids like babies and toddlers, that sounds more nightmarish. But hey, these are just ideas. I know we're all at different stages of our motherhood with different ages, but I want us to start to invite in and accept and bring in as normal the idea that we are important and we matter. So setting up our days in a way that we feel validated, because nothing makes you resent motherhood and makes you resent staying home with small children, because the days are so long, like not having any time for yourself, or not prioritizing yourself, or not caring for yourself. When you get done at the end of the day after you are mothering small kids, you feel fucking tired. You feel depleted. And if you haven't shown up in that day at some point to honor yourself, to cherish yourself, to spark joy within yourself, or done something that makes you happy, you're going to get bitter. You're going to get resentful. And I know this because I'm speaking from a place of experience. I really, really struggled when I first became a mom. It was a rude awakening. I was very selfish. I was doing my own thing, and I wanted to get pregnant. I wanted a baby. I chased my husband around like a fucking maniac. And I was like, we're having sex. We're doing this. I want to get pregnant. I want a baby. Like, I wanted it all. Okay. But once it came, I was like, holy hell, this is wild. And so everything became about the baby, and I was sleep deprived and all the things. And I started to resent motherhood and felt like, am I doing this wrong? I've completely lost me. I've lost myself. And even with the second kid, I felt like I couldn't really stick to a workout routine. I couldn't do this. I couldn't do that. The days just got sucked up. Nothing was planned. And by the end of the day, I was so tired and I felt like dreading. I have to get up and do this all over tomorrow. The same exact thing. It's like Groundhog's Day. So with this third baby, as you know, if you follow me on social, I have my workout membership and I've changed my body and I, you know, I'm so obsessed with helping moms do the same. But with that became this really unapologetic version of me that was like, I am going to set up my days so that I also matter, so that I'm also enjoying this human experience of being a mom. And I noticed that I have much more patience, much more joy. I'm much more joyful as a wife to come home to when I've also cared for me during the day. Because let me tell you, and I know if you are listening, you can absolutely relate to this. Caring for small people who are ungrateful and who take for granted and ask, da 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 da, it can feel a little bit like, okay, what exactly is this life that I have gotten myself into? So it's so imperative that we shift the dialogue around child-centric, everything about the kids, doing everything for them, to how can we all thrive in this season of life. So I want you to know that choosing yourself is not selfish. Taking time for a workout during the day so you can have something that's just your own, whether you have to fight for it every day by setting them up with an activity, maybe some are crawling on you, you get it done because you matter. Or maybe that looks like saying, we're not going to the park today because the park is a nightmare. Don't say that part, but you know what I mean. We're not going to go to the park today. We're going to go explore a new part of town, or we're going to go to this really rad coffee shop and I'm going to come prepared. I'm going to pack you guys a little snack tray and some small activities that you can get into so I can get out in the world, sit with other human beings. So I can sit with other human beings in this space and feel like I matter, feel like I'm living my life. I'm not just in mommy land doing kitty stuff all the time. I think that is so crucial. So that is my advice to you. Get rid of the guilt that you may feel around that. Explore some ideas of how you can show up for yourself in a way that makes you feel seen, makes you feel heard, and it's a space where you and your kids can come together and everyone's needs are being met. That is my biggest piece of advice. Figure out a way that everyone's needs can be met. You can get out of the house. You can live your life. You can be part of society and feel like a really empowered person while also being a mom. You're a mom, yes, but you are also a woman who deserves to feel loved, to feel seen, to feel joy, to feel excited about her days. And nothing kills your joy like the monotony of the same thing over and over every single day with the kids, and it's the same thing, and you're breaking up fights, and you're listening to demands, and you're answering questions, and you're cleaning diapers, you're cleaning plates, you're doing the dishes, you're doing the laundry. It's like, this season is hard. There's no doubt about it. It's a beautiful thing, but it's a hard freaking season when you are home with littles. So please, I beg of you, find the time, find the joy, brainstorm some ideas that will work for you. Take my ideas and use them as your own. But set up your days so that you also matter, because you 100% do. I love you. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next time. Bye.